In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I am Brother Chong Kim Chong from Lakaches. I testify how I came to believe in the true Jesus Church and receive the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, the Lord Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." The Lord Jesus clearly encourages that if we come before God with a need or desire in prayer, He will answer our prayers. It is a promised divine provision. That is, if we ask anything in faith, He will give it to us. In James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. If we seek Him, He will be found by us. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 2. Knock and it will be opened to you. Implies that if we need something from someone behind the door, we keep knocking persistently until that person opens the door. For me, Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 is the most encouraging Bible verse and truly inspires me to seek the Lord God. As I came from a Buddhist family who worship idols and practice ancestral worship, it seemed impossible for me to be a Christian. I only knew of Christianity when I was in secondary school. Even at that age, I knew that worshipping idols was senseless and meaningless. In the year 1978, I married Sister Esther Pan Siu Yong from the TJC Melaka. My wife often preached to me and invited me to church. However, I was stiff-necked, often challenged her and vehemently rejected her invitation. Even though I refused to follow my wife to church, I really wanted to seek the true God in my heart. Sometimes, without her knowledge, I will read the TJC gospel tracts that were placed in the living room and even imitated her prayer in the name of Jesus. The beginning of my journey of faith began when we went to Melbourne, Australia, for holiday in the year 2009. My wife's late brother diligently brought us to the TJC in Box Hill. Since then, I learned the truth and attended church services. When I returned to Melaka, I continued to seek the truth. Thanks to the grace of God that under the guidance of our local deacon, preachers, brothers and sisters, I diligently attended Bible study classes and church services. During one of the Sabbath prayer sessions, I experienced a warm sensation in my entire body. However, I was not ready. I felt that I was still unclean and doubted the abidance of God. Immediately, that warm sensation left me. I never had a such warm sensation feeling before. After that, I decided to be baptized on the 20th of March 2010 in TJC Melaka. Since then, I attended Bible study classes and church services without fail, as I know these spiritual pursuits will strengthen my faith to receive God's grace and blessings. I knew that I needed to pray hard for the Holy Spirit. A person without the Holy Spirit is like a parched desert, a dried well, or a withered tree. No amount of fun, pleasure, or excitement can satisfy the void in our heart. God, through His prophet, has promised to give believers the precious Holy Spirit to live in their hearts. "I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules." Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27. Often I cry aloud in prayers to the Lord for mercy and forgiveness of my sins. There are many ways to pray for the Holy Spirit. This is the manner I prayed for the Holy Spirit. In the name of Lord Jesus, I pray, O Lord, You are my portion. I sought Your face with all my heart. Please do not forsake me. Please be gracious to me according to your promise. I need your Holy Spirit to praise, worship, and glorify your name. Please bestow your Holy Spirit to me, O Lord. After 6 years of relentlessly praying and studying the truth, the gracious Lord Jesus showered the precious Holy Spirit on me during the Sunday morning prayer sessions on the 2nd of August 2015. During that prayer, I had full conviction in the Lord that He will surely bestow His Holy Spirit to me. After about 10 minutes of prayer, my tongue began to roll and I spoke in tongues. The resident deacon laid hands on me. After the prayer, the deacon did not say anything to me except patted on my shoulder 4 to 5 times. In my heart, I knew he confirmed that I had received the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Words cannot express the joy I have, and the Lord Jesus has answered my prayers. May all the glory and praises be given to our Lord God, Jesus Christ. Amen.